Very good, Light Bubbles. Good morning. Hey, this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. And we're back from being out, camping out in the outdoors. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And we're here to talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical, tactical way, right? And some other things that apply in the house. Hope you had a good weekend. Mama's weekend. I'm exhausted, to be honest with you. And it's about 7:25, so a little bit later than normal. I'm trying to get ready. Kids are going to summer camp. Yay! Summer camp. Yay, Bubble, summer camp. And so a lot of havoc going on in the house. Trying to get back to normal swing of things after all this COVID-19 stuff, right? So two things I want to talk about today. Empowerment. I'm going to talk about a little bit about some, there'd be some camping metaphors throughout this week, and then keeping sprints small time boxes, right? So empowerment. So we were going to go camping this past weekend and picked out a little place we'd never been to, experimenting, doing the same thing all the time. You may miss out on something really good. And then I think that's part of the agile exploratory thought process. And, so we basically empowered my daughter to pick the campsite that she wanted to do. I mean, she's 9, right? And, we said, okay, here's some things on the map and you pick what you want to do and we'll go with it. And she did really well. She picked out a site that was like halfway between all the showers and the bathrooms and halfway between the beach. So not on the walking path. She did an awesome job. She picked out a nice one, but that's about empowering the team. Yes, mom and dad could have picked it and picked the final site, but you know what? We always talk to our kids about where they might want to go. In the end, let her pick out the campsite. So it's okay. And if she picked the wrong one, that's fine. We would learn from the experience. And as we went, we walked around and checked out other campsites and figured out which site numbers would be a different place to try or a better place and some options out there. But it was good. It was just an experiment. It wasn't supposed to be crazy. We weren't spending 2 months there. It's just one weekend, a couple of days, and going through that process. So it's okay to empower people to make decisions. Let them do it. Try it out. It's not going to kill you. And in places where it does kill you, then there's another level of decision making that may have to go. But most of the things in life don't do that, right? So empower the team. We empowered our 9-year-old to pick the campsite. So you got to empower your team to make decisions. Maybe wrong, maybe right. You don't know until you try, right? It may be better than your decision. Ooh, how about that one? Okay. The other one, keeping sprints small time boxes. I was reading the Fixing Your Scrum book over the weekend when the kids weren't up, when I was up at 5 a.m. in the morning and everybody else was, you know, one thing about camping, you do wake up because the ground's so hard, you don't want to sleep, but you get exhausted. Keeping time boxes small, you know, and I wrote a couple things, just different things. You had a whole section on sprints and I was thinking about the sprint time box. One thing I learned from this morning is one thing I always say about keeping them small is that you get to repeat them a lot. And I don't think I wrote that down, but it allows you to repeat them a lot. So you get better at what you do. And I'll tell you, we went hiking and my legs are still killing me. I'm out of shape from this whole COVID-19, but by doing it a lot and small pieces, not like major pieces, you get better at it. You get better at what you do. But here's what I wrote. Reading the book. Small time box. Committing to full, what did I say? Concentration or commitment for a week or two is easier than for a month or a quarter or a year. So one of the nice things about having a small time box for your sprint, it's easy to commit to actually concentrating on something for that 1 week or 2 weeks, then it is to say, I'm going to concentrate on this and work on a full blown for a year. But any human can commit for a week or two. Sometimes they can, but most can. Some days we can't, but at least for a week or two, we're going to commit to get this job done. And it's nice about having a small time box. It's easier to commit to that. Now, my other one I wanted to write, there's actually three. It also empowers the team to say no. And he said that in about the sprints and saying no. But I'm saying that in a small time box, there's a different level of ability to say no. And here's where the key is. You can say no to new work and then offer it out and say, hey, sprint planning is not that far out. Sprint planning is Monday. So why don't we hold off, make sure you develop your story a little better, get some more information, make sure it's complete and ready to work. And Monday we put in the backlog. Having that short time box gives you that extra piece of information that you can give to your customer. When everybody just says no, that is not necessarily a good answer, okay? Just because the answer is no doesn't mean that's the right answer. Maybe it's no, but let's take a look. I'll take a look at, or whoever will, you know, look at the requirements, make sure there's enough information, do a little refinement activity. And since the sprint planning is only a couple days away, we'll make sure it's really ready and that we can really get it done. And it's got the information you need. So on sprint planning day, we can make that the first item in the sprint. That's the answer. It's not no, okay? It's not no, we don't take on the new work. It's no for now, but we'll put it in the sprint planning, which is only a week or two away, or a couple days, depending where you are in the sprint. That's more accommodating and sounds more win-win for the team and the customer. So that's one of the nice things about the small sprints. If it's a month-long sprint, this is what's going to happen. The customer is going to try to drop stuff in throughout the entire month all the time, because 1 month, most time the customer, and that's actually one of the first questions I ask. How long can your customer take not getting new stuff into the backlog? How long can they handle it? So it's a real serious question. Not enough people ask that question. I always ask that question. When they ask me about time, I was like, you know, does your customer need changes every day? Does it need about every once a week, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months? It ain't going to be 6 months. I'm telling you that right now. And the last one, you know, allows for change. As I said, it just allows for change in what needs to be done. By having those small time boxes, and I'll probably do this another one, but if a competition comes in, and we talked about this before, and changes something, the nice thing with the time box is that you can put it in a very short time frame, right? So those are those three things about why it's good to have a short time box. And we're going to go for more. I'm going to bring more up as we go. But those are just three little things that why having a short time box for a short sprint makes sense. And there's balancing for putting out code and doing things like that. That's there too. But that's just an idea, some of the things for a small sprint. And with that, I'm going to say, we're good for today, and I don't know what the cats. You go away, and the cats steal everything. I think they ate the frog. Can't find a frog, by the way, in the frog tank. Either the other frog ate the frog, or the frog jumped out, because I can't find it. So I don't know. Anyway, have a great day. Happy Monday, new work week. Kids going off to summer camp. Yay! They get to interact with people. Boy, it's going to be interesting. So take care. Have a great day. And happy scrumming. Bye. See ya. See ya.